Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 82 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Cody Robinson.
And I'm Keneally Roberts.
Moorhead residents gathered together Monday to brainstorm for a new trail project.
Round County's economic status has reached a five-year low.
The Community Hospice Center in Ashland is seeking volunteers.
Two Winchester parents have been arrested on child abuse charges.
In sports, the city of Ashland is preparing for the Brady Women's Tennis Classic next week.
Taking a look at your region's weather, tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly before 7 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 71. Chance of precipitation is 60%. Thursday, a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 7 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 88. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 72. Friday, mostly sunny and hot with a high near 91. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 73.
Around 30 people gathered in Moorhead Monday night to brainstorm for a new trail project for the city's downtown. The Daniel Boone Rails to Trails group has been active in the community for about 25 years. They are hoping to get community support for the Triplet Valley Trail, which would link the Moorhead State University campus to a West Moorhead shopping plaza. The long-term plan is to expand, allowing a person to walk or bike from one side of the city to the other without being on a street or highway. Scott Davison is heading up the proposed project. He says he was happy with the planning session turnout.
There's always been a lot of support for this project in the community. We never know when we plan something like this, but it's a really strong showing. People from all walks of life with different things to offer. So it was a really terrific event and a really good sign for us moving forward.
The Daniel Boone Rails to Trails group will hold another planning session in August. They hope to secure funding for the trail in October.
Round County's economic status has reached a five-year low, according to a new report from the Appalachian Regional Commission. WMKY's Lysia Henneberg reports.
The ARC's County Economic Status Report for the fiscal year of 2020 ranks Rowan County in the top 10% of the nation's most economically depressed areas. Though the county had been making steady economic progress, a decline began in 2017, which now puts the county at a distressed rating for the first time in 5 years. Despite an average income increase, poverty and unemployment have been on the rise. Rowan County is part of the ARC's Appalachian region, which includes 420 counties throughout the nation. Nearly every eastern Kentucky county is considered distressed. For WMKY News, I'm Lysia Henneberg.
University of Kentucky graduate Caitlin Brashear helped restore the historic control room where NASA employees launched Apollo 11's mission to the moon 50 years ago. Brashear works as a historian at the Texas Historical Commission. She worked with experts to recreate the room at the Johnson Space Center in Houston. Brashear told WKYT about the lengths they went to for historic detail.
It looks exactly like they just stood up and walked out, so there's still coats hanging up on the wall. There's documents strewn about on the consoles. There are coffee mugs on the consoles. They were able to 3D print metal lids that matched the ashtray lids that were originally there.
Brashear was able to attend the ribbon-cutting ceremony and see the results of her hard work. Last year, Kentucky's top export was aerospace products and parts at $12.5 billion.
The Appalachian Shakespeare Center is bringing a new adaptation of the classic play Much Ado About Nothing to eastern Kentucky. The group will be performing a version of the play set in World War II in Richmond at EKU. The free production will run through the end of July. Cast member Matt Johnson tells WKYT the adaptation is a way to apply the creativity and flexibility of the theater to real life.
Anytime you do theater, you work together to create a story and tell a story and share it with the audience and choose to pretend and choose to believe in that pretend thing and make it real, which is basically what we do in society every day.
The group also visits schools in the region to encourage participation in the arts and to teach kids about Shakespeare through performances and visual art.
The Community Hospice Center in Ashland is seeking volunteers. The two-day volunteer orientation session will be held Wednesday and Thursday next week at the center's office located at 2029 South 3rd Street in Ironton. Andrea Arnett is the director of volunteer services. She says there is a variety of volunteer opportunities at the center.
We have volunteers that answer the phones and greet families at the front desk. We have a hospitality cart that goes from room to room and offers free snacks, coffee, water, magazines to families and patients if appropriate. We have volunteers that visit patients. We have chaplains that sit and provide spiritual counseling to patients and families at the care center.
Arnett says the center is specifically looking for chaplains to meet with patients. They're also in need of veteran volunteers to provide support and conversation with veteran patients. For more information or to register, call 800-926-6184.
Cases of hepatitis in Kentucky are decreasing, but state health officials say the virus is still prevalent and recommend people to continue to get vaccinated. WMKY's Chaz Jenkins reports.
The hepatitis A outbreak in Kentucky was identified by the Kentucky Department for Public Health in November of 2017. WKYT reports since then there have been more than 4,000 cases, with nearly half of them requiring hospitalization. Officials say, however, the numbers are steadily decreasing. As of now, 58 people in the Commonwealth have died from Hep A complications. The Department of Public Health has sent out a team of nurses to administer Hep A vaccines at different sites across the state. On Friday, they distributed the vaccine to inmates at the Fayette County Jail. The Lexington-Fayette County Health Department offers the vaccine every day. Staff members say all residents need to do is call and schedule an appointment. For WMKY News, I'm Chaz Jenkins.
St. Joseph Mount Sterling has found a new hospital president. Jennifer Nolan will be taking over the management from interim president and CEO Bruce Tasson. Mary Branham, the director of communications at St. Joseph, says Nolan will serve the hospital in a similar way to her predecessor, Terry Dice, who managed several hospitals during his time.
Well, we have a leadership team at St. Joseph Mount Sterling, and Jennifer will be leading that leadership team. Jennifer will be there a few days a week. She is also president of Fly J Memorial Hospital in Bardstown. So, and she's been there for a few years. Before that, she was at Our Lady of Peace, which was a part of, is a part of our system as well.
Nolan was also president of Saints Mary and Elizabeth Hospital in Louisville. Branham says her experience in the field makes her a great fit for St. Joseph. Nolan is an active member in several service groups in Bardstown, including the Rotary Club. She plans to be involved in the Mount Sterling community as well.
A Kentucky Eagle Scout has handmade a sign to honor fallen Pikeville police officer Scotty Hamilton. Jacob Frantum's hard work was recognized Monday evening when the sign was unveiled. Over 300 hours were put into the project, with a lot of thought put into the design. Charlie Pinson is Frantum's uncle. He tells WYMT after Hamilton's funeral, his nephew knew what he wanted to do for his Eagle Scout project.
He had actually had other ideas. He was going to do other things to be his Eagle project, and probably would have been a little bit easier, taking a little bit less time. But the emotion of everything just really took him over, and he really felt like this is something he was called to do.
The wooden sign, which contains Hamilton's photo, badge, and end-of-watch date, can be seen outside the Pikeville Police Department.
Two Winchester parents have been arrested on child abuse charges. The Winchester Sun reports Aaron and Dana Allen were taken into custody Monday for allegedly locking their children up, ages 2, 4, and 6, for hours at a time. Two of the children were found locked in a room at the time of the arrest. All three of the children had soiled underwear or diapers. Winchester police say the lock on the bedroom door could not be changed from inside the room, with no way to reach the bathroom or escape in case of an emergency. Aaron and Dana Allen face three counts of first-degree criminal abuse. They are lodged in the Clark County Detention Center on a $50,000 cash bond.
Kentucky media personality Matt Jones has been pulled from his television show while he considers making a run for U.S. Senate. Paul Miles has the story.
Hey, Kentucky, this is Matt Jones. I've replaced
WLEX-TV in Lexington says Jones is taking a leave of absence from his show, Hey, Kentucky, as he mulls over a decision to seek the Democratic nomination to challenge Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Jones, who has anchored the show since 2016, says he understands the decision but disagrees with it, and he suggested that other Senate candidates may have been behind the move. Amy McGrath announced her candidacy for the Democratic nomination last week. Jones will continue to host his Kentucky Sports Radio show. I'm Paul Miles.
The body of a Kentucky fisherman has been pulled from the Susitna River in Alaska. Alaskan State Medical Examiner says 76-year-old Bill Hartledge of Louisville was reported missing back in June after he did not come home from a fly fishing trip. LEX 18 says a boater spotted his body partially submerged last week. Hartledge was a well-known defense attorney in Bardstown and Louisville. And taking a look at sports this afternoon, the city of Ashland is preparing for the Brady Women's Tennis Classic next week. WMKY's Ty Martin has the story.
This year's tournament will feature 50 players. Last year, 14 of those players have qualified or made the U.S. Open. The Daily Independent reports the tournament is set to take place July 20th through July 28th at the Ashland Tennis Center. Admission will be $8 for adults. Children are admitted for free. There is a $60,000 first place prize. City officials expect area hotels will fill quickly with participants, coaches, families, and 28 tennis officials. Brady Industries is the title sponsor of the tournament. For WMKY News, I'm Tom Martin.
We'll have a look at stocks with Bud Luke right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes in the Laughlin Building are open to the public for birthday parties, youth groups, by the hour or per game pricing. Cosmic Bowling features disco and black lights, open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. For more information and reservations, the phone number is 606-776-3457.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks fell as the corporate earnings season rolled on, with companies like CSX and Bank of America releasing their quarterly numbers. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a loss of 115.78 at 27,219.85. The S&P 500 was down 19.62 at 2984.42. And the NASDAQ Composite was down 37.59 at 8185.21. Stocks closed at their lows of the day after the Wall Street Journal reported that progress on a trade deal with China was stalled over restrictions on Huawei, citing people familiar with the talks. And in earnings news, Bank of America reported better-than-expected earnings this morning, driven by the strength of its retail banking operation. However, the company's CFO warned that lower rates would hit its net interest income growth, and the stock rose around 0.7%. CSX posted yesterday after the close, and their results were weaker than forecast, and the stock was down more than 10% today, its biggest one-day drop since 2008. The company also said it expects full-year revenue to fall between 1% and 2%, and CSX's decline pushed the Dow Transport Index itself down 3.6%. United Airlines reported earnings and revenue that topped analyst expectations and increased its share buyback by $3 billion. And Cintas shares jumped more than 8% after the first aid kit maker's results beat expectations. At this point, more than 7% of S&P 500 companies have reported second quarter earnings, and of those, about 85% have posted profits that beat analyst expectations. The reported earnings growth of those companies is just over 3%. In the commodities markets, oil was down 1.7% at $56.64 a barrel. Gold was up 1.18% at $1,427.20 an ounce. In Europe, stocks had a weak day, with the Stock 600 index down 0.3%. And in Asia, most markets were down, with the Nikkei down 0.3% and the Shanghai Composite down 0.2%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Kroger down 31 cents at $21.65, U.S. Bancorp $1.19 at $54.23, Marathon Petroleum down $1.34 at $54.34, UPS down $3.37 at $102.34, and Humana was down $2.23 to finish at $282.07. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon.
I'm Kenneely Roberts.
And I'm Cody Robinson. Now back to All Things Considered.